This is American Roots, our program rocking behind the Iron Curtain to Russia with love. It's about music, the Cold War, and more. One famed cultural ambassador was Louis Armstrong, but many less known country, blues, and rock artists made songs about hope and fear in those times, times that seem like now. One of our favorites is an American GI and disc jockey who played rock and pop on Armed Forces Network Radio for soldiers in West Berlin, and his shadow audience in the East, Rick DeLisle.
I drove through East Germany seeing a communist with an AK-47 behind every tree, and there were lots of them. And the city was populated by people who were looking for a place where they could live on the edge.
Also, Elvis's GI Blues, Bo Diddley talking about Nikita Khrushchev, and the Hungarian ambassador who grew up on pirate radio and plays a Stratocaster. It's all about rocking behind the Iron Curtain on American Roots.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
We got 'em rolling right here. You can be certain we'll have 'em rolling behind that O. to the army. I think I want to go overseas. I want to see Khrushchev. I want to see him all by myself.
This is Art Linkletter. In event of atomic bombing or some other catastrophe, here's something important to remember. It will help save lives, including your own. Do not use the telephone. Leave the line open for official rescue and relief. This is your part in civil defense. Remember, don't use the phone. Leave the line clear for safety of your own life and the lives of others.
Baby down in the ground. I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Well, I got my questionnaire, my class card too. Baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Yeah.
Mudniks flying through the air. Mudniks and Mudniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared. The strangest looking objects I ever saw from space, with a dog inside that got to ride into the USA to see our hound dog or American groundhog. That Russian canine can't stand the pace. Sputniks and Mudniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mudniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared. Our scientists have admitted that we're 5 years behind. And if that's true, I'm telling you this hiding place is mine. Don't care if it's roomy, just so it's roomy. And so it's somewhere Sputnik can find. Sputniks and Mudniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mudniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared.
Hillbilly Comedy and Paranoia in 1958. Sputniks and Mutniks, recorded by Ray Anderson and the Home Folks in Wheeling, West Virginia. The Mutnik refers to the dog sent to space in the 1957 Sputnik 2. Anderson noted it's no match for the American hound dog. Before that, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, the famous influence on Elvis, with a Paranoia meets love song in I'm Gonna Dig Myself a Hole, recorded in 1951, with an African-American perspective on the Korean War. He's not coming out till there are no more wars. Bo Diddley taking on Khrushchev with Hot Words in the Cold War in 1962, and we started out with New Orleans' Bobby Marchand and the Clowns, 1958, Rockin' Behind the Iron Curtain. András Simonyi is the former Hungarian ambassador to the U.S. He was born in Budapest, 1952. After the Hungarian Revolution of 56, András fled with his family to Copenhagen. Returning to Budapest at 14, he says was the saddest moment of his life. But then he heard the Beatles and made friends with teens sharing his love of illicit rock and roll, heard on pirate radio stations. The rock revolution was seeping through the Iron Curtain.
We owned a very good Crown Bakelite radio. Well, that was a status symbol. You know, we had one of the best radios in Budapest. So my brother's class and kids from my class, we would go out to the hills of Budapest with our Bakelite radio so that we could catch the rock and roll program from Radio Free Europe. The jamming didn't work in the hills of Budapest. You're talking about 25, 30 kids going out and walking through the forest and then sitting down and, you know, and listening to rock and roll music.
Oh, yeah.
This went on for a couple of years. Not once did any of those kids ever give it away, either to parents or the teachers. And, you know, it says a lot about how important this was to us.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars, broadcasting on 28 meters in the medium wave band, commencing its Sunday evening transmission, which continues until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning.
My favorite was Radio Luxembourg, which was a pirate radio station airing to England and the rest of Europe from Luxembourg. And it was just amazing. I mean, that attraction really, for me, was the message of freedom. You know, the Kings, the Searchers, the Beatles, Zappa, Hendrix, Neil Young. I mean, we listened to the same kind of music as probably you guys did. You know, I realized very early, ever since the Who came up with My Generation, that rock and roll music was about protest. The power of music and the power of the words go hand in hand.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my
baby. Is it fair to say that rock and roll had a role in the liberation of Hungary and Eastern Europe?
Of course it did. I think it was one of the most powerful tools to loosen up the minds of people, you know, and loosen up the system. It really did play an important role. The authorities, they did have this strange mixed attitude allowing rock and roll music, but you never knew when they would come after you and say, hey, that was just too much. One day you would get away with a song, and the next day they would come after you and take away your guitar. In 1968, part of Central Europe was moving away from Stalinism, and Czechoslovakia and Hungary really were among the two countries, and, you know, in a way, Poland also. And just a month before the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, Traffic, my all-time favorite band, played in Budapest. We don't know how they got there. But anyway, there's this concert in the sports stadium in Budapest, housing about 15,000 people. And you have mounted police all over. You have plainclothes policemen. And Traffic starts to play. And to the biggest surprise of the band, Hungarians knew all the lyrics and sang along with the band. And you wouldn't believe this.
This one is dedicated to the police. And it's called Who Knows What Tomorrow Might Bring.
We're dedicating the next song to the police. You never know what tomorrow brings. And Hungarians understood exactly what he was trying to say.
I have to ask you, how did playing guitar and your love of rock music lead you to become a diplomat?
When I finished high school, I said, you know, I don't want to go to university. I want to play rock and roll music. And a very good friend of mine, Gabor Presser, who is a rock and roll icon and was already a very successful musician then, and that was in 1970, he said, you know, you go finish university or else I'll kill you because rock and roll is not for you. You are not the type of guy who will be able to survive in this stupid, crazy environment where we have to fight the authorities day in, day out. And so he talked me out of it. But if anyone tells you that they knew that in 89 the wall would fall, then they were liars. I mean, nobody knew. Became a diplomat right after the changes. Interestingly enough, you wouldn't believe how much rock and roll and my understanding of rock and roll has helped me in my diplomatic efforts.
And you end up as the ambassador to the U.S. from Hungary. I mean, it's really amazing.
It is amazing. You know, when I first arrived in the United States in September 2002, I had a diplomatic case in one hand and I had a guitar case in the other hand. And all the guys from the State Department wanted to see my Telecaster.
Ambassador Shimon, I want to thank you for being a member of the Coalition of the Willing to play rock and roll.
Thank you.
Well, go on, baby, go on back to school. Well, go on, baby,
talking with András Simonyi, the former Hungarian ambassador to the U.S., about his secret and then very public life in rock and roll. The Coalition of the Willing was his band while living in Washington, D.C. Coming up, Louis Armstrong as the, quote, real ambassador from the U.S. to the Cold War world with jazz in a minute on American Roots.